This American Truth Oration is about common sense, common knowledge, and common decency.
Today, it is the common sense that Christopher Columbus did not discover America in 1492.
People have been living here since forever.
Today, it is common knowledge that Columbus did initiate an interaction that greatly influenced the people and the nations of Europe.
And profoundly changed the lives of indigenous people and nations of the Western Hemisphere.
And today's standard of common decency inspired the United Nations to declare the following in 1994.
Each indigenous nation has the right to be protected against ethnocide and cultural genocide. Indigenous nations have the right to practice their culture, spiritual and religious traditions, their languages, writing systems, and literature, and to designate and maintain their own names for communities, places, and persons. This includes the right to maintain, protect, and develop past, present, and future manifestations of their cultures, as well as the right to restitution of cultural, religious, and spiritual property taken without their free and informed consent or in violation of their laws.
The United Nations reaffirms that all doctrines, policies, and practices based on or advocating superiority of peoples, groups, or individuals on the basis of national origin, racial, religious, ethnic, or cultural differences are racist, scientifically false, culturally repugnant, legally invalid, morally condemnable, and socially unjust.
In recognition that the years 1995 through 2004 have been declared the United Nations Decade of Indigenous Peoples, the American Friends Service Committee of the Quakers stated the following conclusion.
Some of the world's worst violations of human rights have been and continue to be perpetrated against indigenous peoples. Slowly, the indigenous peoples' voices are beginning to be heard. Still, the voices are not yet loud enough to overcome the centuries of colonial and imperialistic practices that have subordinated and impoverished indigenous people, and, in the worst of cases, even eliminated them from the global family.
In this oration, we will explore the sequence of events that led from Columbus's claim of discovery in 1492 to the United Nations Declaration and the Quaker conclusion over 500 years later.
Our purpose is common to that stated in 1997 by Secretary General Kofi Annan of the United Nations.
I call upon the international community to acknowledge the injustices of the past and to move towards a more understanding future. We need to call on the expertise, experience, and wisdom of indigenous people as we seek solutions to the problems of the new century. In the words of one indigenous person,
we are, on the one hand, the most oppressed people on the globe. On the other hand, we are the hope for the future of the people in this planet.